Mathematician Dan Rockmore has often been asked exactly what he does. Well, this morning, we're going to find out.
When I tell someone that I'm a mathematician, the response is often a quiet groan followed by something like, "Oh, I hated math," or "I was never very good at math." In fact, once during a week at Club Med, I became so tired of hearing this that after 3 days, I started to tell people I was in sales. But if I can get past the initial associations of bad calculus classes or inscrutable word problems, I find that people are really curious. They want to know, are there really mathematicians at Club Med? And also, what does a mathematician do? The first question is easy. Yes, sometimes there really are mathematicians at Club Med, so be careful. As for the second one, it's a good question. I've often wondered what my students think I do in my office all day. Compute harder and harder integrals? Factor bigger and bigger numbers? Calculate some new digits in the expansion of pi? To be honest, there are mathematicians out there doing things like this, but there's a much bigger picture that's worth understanding. Mathematics is a science, and like any science, it proceeds by a gradual understanding of relationships. Chemists try to understand the interaction of atoms. Biologists study the relationships between organisms, astrophysicists investigate the interaction of planets and particles, and mathematicians, well, in the most general way, we try to understand the relationships of numbers, and then the relationships of these relationships, and so on and so on and so on. To paraphrase a famous parable, it's relationships all the way down. How do we investigate these things? Well, we try lots of examples. We look for patterns in the special cases that we understand, and we look for connections with other subjects for inspiration, like the chemist who builds complex molecules from atoms, or the physicist who builds a complicated atom from basic particles. We use basic results and concepts to build a tower of relationships to form some deep mathematical conclusion. Maybe this is at the heart of what separates math from the other sciences. In other sciences, the understandings often lead directly to tangible products. Chemists can make some cool new material, biologists can find genes, but for mathematicians, the understanding is what we aim to produce. Take geometry, for example. This is the study of the relationships of objects in space, and it's not too hard to imagine how this might have been started. Maybe by builders trying to make plans for houses, or farmers trying to understand how many carts were needed to carry their grain to market. Every day, our builder or farmer is working out another example. But by abstracting these kinds of problems, we can hope to find general formulas that work in all situations. The Greek mathematician Euclid is usually given credit as the father of geometry. He wrote down 5 basic geometric truths based on experience of the physical world, and from these deduced their logical consequences. Some of us can probably remember learning this in high school. Centuries after Euclid, some mathematicians started to work in the opposite direction, and instead of deriving things from Euclid's axioms, they studied the relationships between the axioms, and they found something very surprising, that if we changed a particular property of parallel lines, then you could still have a logically correct geometry, although not one that agrees with everyday experience. Amazingly enough, years later, Einstein and others discovered that these new non-Euclidean geometries are needed to understand our universe. Stories like this one are replayed daily by mathematicians all over the world. Sometimes we look at the internal relationships of mathematics and study its assumptions or build general theories. At other times, mathematicians look for connections to sciences outside of mathematics for motivation and applications. So that's what we do. Explain relationships and build relationships. It reminds me of the obituary of the mathematician Danny Gorenstein. Danny was a world-renowned researcher in group theory, which is an area of algebra, but a local New Jersey paper described him as a leader in group therapy. And well, maybe they weren't so far off after all. From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.
Dan Rockmore is a professor of mathematics and computer science at Dartmouth College. He spoke to us from our studio in Norwich. Funding for the commentaries on